Okay, Rabbosai, today we are learning Bava Metzia Daf Lamed, and we're here on Chav Tes Mevei. It's about 10-12 lines up, two dots. Matzaksus Minara Echad L'Shloshim Yom. Again, a quote from our Mishnah: if you find a piece of clothing, so you should shake it out, right? Kind of, you know, air it out once every month or so, once every 30 days. So the Gemara says, Lamemer Dineir Malilo. That seems to imply that shaking out a piece of clothing, right, is good. Right, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Misha Yeshlo Gardi Uman Besoch Beso, right, Yinarik Suzo Bechol Yom. He said, he's a little bit tongue in cheek, right, only if you have a weaver in your house, a professional weaver, Uman, right, a professional weaver, now, someone really knows what they're doing, should you air out your clothing or shake out your clothing every single day, because the chore your clothing is going to tear, then you can need new clothing. So if you have a seamstress on staff, so fine, but otherwise, right, shaking it out is bad. So I'm going to say, I have a bunch of ways to understand the stira. So Amrei, first, they said in the base matters, called B'chol Yom Kashi Le Echad L'Shloshim Yom Alilei. He said, okay, fine. Rabbi Yochanan said once every day. Here we're just requiring you to do once every 30 days, so that would be fine, right? Once a day is a bit too intense. Or you could say Lo Kasha Habachad Habatrei. Depends on how many people are shaking it out. If it's one person, that's fine. But if it's two people, maybe they'll tear it. Or you could say Lo Kasha Habiyada Habachutra. Or maybe if you're using your hands, Biyada, that's fine. But Bechutra, if you're using some sort of stick or some sort of, right, Chutra, that's from Chad Gadya, right? So if you're using some sort of stick, so then that would be bad. It would, you know, that would rip your clothing. Or you could say Lo Kasha Habade Amra Habade Chitna. Depends on what it's made out of, right? If it's made out of wool, so then it's fine. No, then it's not fine, right? And then if it's made out of linen, right, then it would be more sturdy, and you could shake it out every day. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said again, what we're talking about, Rabbi Yochanan, right, he has a couple of, you know, unrelated pieces of advice for us. Right, kasa de charshin velo kasa de posherin. Right, apparently, right, it was not so safe to drink lukewarm water back in the day. But to the point where you would rather take a cup of water that was prepared by magicians, by black magic, you know, by a witch or whatever. Right, and that's only if the water is in a metal kli, but if it's in a pottery, right, some sort of pottery kli, so then that's fine. And when we say it's a metal kli, that's only if it was boiled in the metal kli, and then it was obviously, it backed off just a little bit. Meaning if it hadn't been boiled, but if it had been boiled, so then it's fine. That's relevant nowadays, right? We boil water, right, and get it out all the impurities. And that's only if there's nothing else in it, if there's no other ingredients in it. But avol shada beit sivya, so then less lamba. But if there's other something else included, so then we're not worried about that. Then that's fine. But Rabbi Yochanan says as well, mishaniach lo aviv maos harbe veruta la'abdan. If a person's father left him a lot of money, and he wants to get rid of it, why would you want to get rid of it? So the Rishonim talk about that. This one of the suggestions is that it's ribis. Why can't you give it back to the guy? Okay, Pashas is not around or whatever. Rashi, as you'll see in a second, Rabbi Yochanan is going to basically give advice on how to, you know, lose a lot of money really fast. So what Rashi just explains, this is Pashup Shat, right, three lines up. Maher hon raf. He's just basically teaching us, right, it's a phrase just to teach us, you know, how to live our lives. Don't spend, too much. Don't live, what's the phrase? Don't live, not exuberantly. I can't think of the right word. But don't live, maybe exuberant. I don't know. Don't live a lavish lifestyle and, you know, throw money away like this. Okay, so that's a good kasha. But either way, he says, what should you do if you want to lose a lot of money? Yilbash big day pishtan. You should wear linen clothing, so they wear out very quickly. Vishtamish big klich schuches. You should use glass kalim, because they're going to break very easily. Vishkar polim v'al yeshev imayim. And you should rent people, right, to work for you, but don't have anybody watching them over. Because they're obviously not going to do good work for you. Yilbash kli pishtan b'kitma room. So he's talking about Roman linens. Vishtamish kli schuches b'zugisa chivarta. Talking about white glass, which breaks easily, right? A lot of us have glass kalim that don't break, okay? He's talking about white glass. V'yizkar polem av'el yeshev imayim. What does he mean by that? He's talking about b'tore denavish psidaihu. He's talking about if the guy is what worker specifically, that the people are kind of guiding oxen in the field. If you look at Rashi, Shirova, Vodas, Karkos, Shalahem, Bishvarim, right? They used to work the land with oxen, with it's a afacharishis kromim. Ubitzirasan marhigim claim acharisha bagala. So too in a vineyard, they would use a pair of oxen to walk through, but right, they might destroy them, right? If you don't watch over the oxen, right, they're going to crush all the vines and the grapes and whatever. Right, okay, so that you could lose out your entire crop, right, based on that. Okay, fine. Shodchav and sorchav avolo l'chvodo. Right, if you spread out the piece of clothing, right, for it, right, I mean, if it needs to be aired out, that's fine, but you shouldn't put it out for your own kavod, right, if you have guests over and they want to show off your clothing, but that you shouldn't do. So Gemara says, Yiboylu, letzarko, uletzarko, mai. What about if it's both? Right, it said, you should do it for the clothing's sake, but not for your sake. But what if it's both? Right, you need it happens to be, right, one every 30 days, right, you have to spread it out, and it happens to be, you have a party tonight, so is that okay? So Gemara says, Tashma, we're going to try and bring a proof from the Mishnah. Shodcha letzarko, right, if you should spread it out for the clothing's sake, right, but the implication being only if it's for the clothing sake and not for both of them. Ema seifa, but the Mishnah, the bottom of the end of the seifa implies the opposite. Of a lo lechvodo, right, if you shouldn't shake it out, right, and spread it out for your own kavod, right, lechvodo hu delo, of a letzorcha shabardami, right, implying that you should only, if it's only for you, then you shouldn't, but if it's for both, then that's fine. So Gemara says, since you have those two, you know, competing implications, so el meha, like right, we cannot learn right from the Mishnah, so we have to bring other proofs. Tashma, bring a brisa. Lo yish techena al gabe emita. If you find again a lost piece of clothing, you shouldn't spread it out over a bed. Lo agabe magod, or not over some sort of peg. Letzorko, right, for your own purposes. Avish techena al gabe emita, al gabe magod letzorcha. But you could do it for it, for the beged's sake. Right, if you have orchem, so you shouldn't do it for, you shouldn't spread it out if, well, regardless of, you know, if it's for you or if it's, or if it's for it. So that seems to be an answer to our question, right? If it's the Gemara says, that's not really a good answer, because shiny hasam, right? The mikla kalile, right? Because there, in that case, you're going to get it ruined, right? If you're going to spread it out, right? And there are people coming, if you have a party, so that specifically is not a good situation. Imishim ina, imishim ganve, because either, rather there'll be ina, there'll be an ayin hara, right? The Gemara has a bunch of cases where there's ayin hara. People, you know, for whatever reason will be jealous, and then could possibly cause the item harm. Imishim ganve, or people simply will steal it, right? So that's, so it's an extra case, right? The extra scenario, if there's a party, right? Things are going on, people are drinking, whatever it is, you know, it's very possible someone will kind of sneak in and grab it, right? As opposed to, right, the chvodo, right? Again, in a regular case of kavod, right? Let's say you have one person over, right? Your best friend is over, or somebody in the neighborhood, right? So if you have a party, though, right? If you have orchim, right? So then, you know, people may end up taking it. Okay. Tashma, I'll bring another proof. Yechnisa l'ravka. If you put this is a halacha of Egla Rufa. The halacha is that you're not allowed, the Egla Rufa, right, if you find the body between two cities, right, and you don't know who killed it, so the Beis Din takes out an Egla Rufa, right, a calf that has not been worked, and they break its neck, right, by the river, or by the area where they found the body. And long story short, the key point over here is that it hasn't been worked. So if Hechnisa L'Ravka V'Dasha, if you put it in, the Braisa says, if you put this Egla Rufa, right, into a some sort of yoke or some sort of harness, just to make sure it stays close to its mother and nurses from it. And then while it's doing that, it's a dasha, it threshes, it steps on some of the grain you have in the pen, I guess. So then share, then it's still fine, right? Because again, that's not your purpose. Right? You really just wanted to make sure that it nurses. But for both of them, then it's psula, then it's no good anymore. And that's our case over here. And you see, if you do it for both of the purposes, then it's going to be possible. So apparently that would play out over here. If you're spreading out the shirt for both your and its purpose, so then it would be no good. So where's the shiny house? So no, that's different, because the pasuk says, "Damar pekura asher lo ubad ba mikol makom." Meaning the pasuk says you cannot do any work with it whatsoever, right? So that, even if it's for both of them. So Gemara says, "Well, yachay afilu reshanami." Well, so too, if you put it in it, well, again, if it accidentally did some threshing while it was nursing, so that should also be no good. Right? The Mishnah said that, the Braisa said that was fine. So Gemara says, "Hello, dami Allah hadetnan." Well, we can compare it to the following, right? Halacha of a paraduma, who also is not allowed to do some work, and the halacha is similar, right, by the Egla Rufa. So the Gemara says, shachan alea oaf, right, if a bird rested on the cow, shkera, then it's fine, right, even though it kind of carried around the bird, right, that's not really, right, work. We'll see why not. Allah azachar, Allah azachar, but if it mated with another animal, so then psula, so then it is puzzle. Now, the difference being is that if the cow carries a bird around the field when it's walking, so the owner doesn't care. If the cow now is pregnant and is mating with the oxen, I guess. So then the owner is happy with that, right? And that, as we'll see right now, right? Then that would be considered to be work. So, just to play out, in our case, right, when the guy hitched up the baby calf to nurse from its mother, and it threshed on the side, the owner doesn't care about that, because the pasha says that all the other cows in the vicinity are going to do the threshing, right? He doesn't need the calf to do the threshing. So therefore, in that case, that's why by the beginning part, it's going to be okay. Let's just see that in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "My time, or what's the difference between carrying the bird and mating with another ox?" Again, the pasuk says, "Right, asher lo ubad ba," right, and that work had not been done with it, right? But it's written ayin beis dalid, right, avad, which means that you didn't do work with it yourself. Right, if it would have been written ubad, i.e. that work was done with it, right, even parenthetically, even accidentally, and that's what we read when we read the Torah, havimina afilu memela, you would have thought that even if work is done memela, right, without actually, doing it by the owner actually, initiating it, so then it would have been no good. Viksiv avad, if it would just have said avad, right, ayin beis dalet, right, by itself, if you just read that, would standard is avad, ukrinan avad, and we read it as avad, havimina, you might have thought that avad ba'ihu, you might have thought that only if the owner does work with the paraduma, that it's no good. So hashta dechtiv avad, Karina Nubad. So instead, the Torah wrote Avad, Ayin Beis Dalad. We read it Ubad, Asher Lu Ubad Ba, Beinan Ubad Dumin Da'avad. And therefore, we the work that is done Mimela, that is done on its own, it has to be similar to the work that the owner would do on his own volition. So the Gemara says, Ma Ubad Denichale, right? Af Ubad Denichale. Just like the owner does work that he wants to happen, so too, any work that happens by itself has to be what the owner wants to happen. Right, and therefore, right, again, that's how the Gemara answers that in our case also, right, again, if the owner doesn't care about the threshing, right, so then he just wants it to nurse, so then that's fine, right, because it's not work that he needs done. It's like carrying around a bird that is totally irrelevant. Okay. You can use these kalim, these different silver and copper, whatever. They're not going to get ruined, right, if you find these lost objects. The Brisa just lists off different types of kalim that you find and what you can or cannot do with them. So, motzi kli eitz, if you find a wooden kli, so mishtamish bem b'shul shalo yirkavu, you should use it because otherwise they'll rot out. Right? Kli nechoshes, what about copper? So mishtamish bem b'chamin, right, avalo alidei ha'or, you can use them with hot, water and hot food, but you shouldn't put it over the fire, neshem maschikem, because that will burn it out. Kli chasef, silver, mishtamish bem b'tzonen, avalo b'chamin, you can use them with cold, but not with hot, neshem maschiron, because it blackens up the silver, right, it makes it, tarnish. Magrefas were cardumo, so if you find a shovel or some sort of axe, mishtamim behem berach, you should use them with soft items, abalo b'kasha, but not with hard, mipneishim mafchison, because you make it less, you kind of, make it, used and damaged or whatever. Klei zav, klei chzuchiz lo yibahem, right, gold and glass, you shouldn't touch them, right, until Elio and Avi comes. Kederach sha'amra be'aveda, right, kach amra be'bikadon, and the Brisa just finishes off and says, just like we're talking about an aveda, a lost object, so too, right, by a pikadon, if someone gave you, right, an item, right, just to store, right, for the time, it's like you borrowed money or whatever, or just left something by you, and you're a shomer, right, so you that's the same thing is true, right, of an item. The Gemara says, one second, pikadon, my vidtegabe, one second, if a guy drops his bowl by you, right, he gives you his watch, his fancy item, whatever. He doesn't have to do anything. Right, put it in your closet and leave it alone. What do you mean? You should use it, whatever. You could take care of it. Like, what's going on over here? So Gemara says, "Amar Rav Ada Bar Chama Bar Amar Rav Sheshes." Because of Shalchu Balei and Medina Sayam, the case is where the guy's gone, right, and there is no one else to take care of it. So he's going overseas. He wants you to take care of his item that needs, taken care of. Right, his cats, I guess, or whatever. So you have to take care of them because the guy's not around. Right, so that's part of the job. Okay. Man matza sak okupa chodavish in dachalitol. Right, raise a little yitol. Again, if you find some sort of sack or box or something that is not kovodik, right, for the person, to pick up, right? So he doesn't have to touch it. He doesn't have to find. He doesn't have to return this lush object, right? If so, we're going to see the psukim basically exempt someone who's it's not the kovedik for this person to pick it up, right? So that's so he doesn't have to. So the Gemara says, "How do you know that's true? How do you know you have an older talmid chacham or a gentleman, right? Picks up something that's really not his kavod, right? Throws some sort of sack and throw over his shoulder. It's not kavodik for the gadol ador, for the rav rashi or whatever to do this. So he doesn't have to. So the pasuk says he doesn't have to. Menani mili. How do you know that that's true? The Tanur Rabbanan, again, we would have thought, right, that mitzvahs apply equally across the board, right? Kavod, what do you mean kavod, right? It's not a teenager, right, looking for, like, honor. Right? So the Gemara teaches us that, no, sometimes there is a concept of kavod that overrides these things. The Pazuk says, V'salamta, just to read the whole Pazuk, right, it doesn't mean you should avoid them. It literally means you should hide from them, you should avoid picking them up, but the Pazuk says, right, just to read it in context, lo sire es shor achicha o es seod nidachim, right, you shouldn't see your shor, seod, right, the animal of your brother, lost, v'salam tamehem, and refrain from picking it up, rather, hashayfti shivim lachicha, you should give it back, right, to your brother. But if you take those words by themselves, right, v'salam tamehem, right, it seems to imply that you should hide from them. So that's what the Gemara teaches, right? Pamim she'atam esalim, pamim she'itam esalim. That sometimes, yeah, you should hide from them, meaning that you should not go pick them up. Okay, said, how so? Let's say hi a Kohen. Let's say the guy was a Kohen, right? And Vahu basic photos, and he's in the basic photos, right? Oshaya Zakin Vin in the Fi Chvodo. Again, obviously Kohen can't become Tame. Or let's say he's an older person or older tzaddik, right, and it's not covered for him to pick up this item. Oshaya Samalacha Shalom Ruba Mishal Chavero. Or maybe his money, right, his work, right, is more valuable than picking up this item, right? He's cutting diamonds and he finds a penny on the side. So it's Lakach Namar Vislam Tamehem, right? So therefore it says sometimes, right, you don't have to actually pick up that Aveda. So Gemara says, "Lamayit shechra." For which of these cases do you need a pasuk? Ilem the coin via basic faros peshita. Well, a coin is not obviously not allowed to become tamei because high asay, high low asay, vi asay. Because you have the mitzvah to give back a Shabbos Aveda is a mitzvah asay. The halakha for a coin not to become tamei is a low asay and an asay. It's both. If last Rashi on the daf says it's lenefesh lo yitama, can't become tamei and kedoshim yiyu, you have to be kadosh. So v'lo asi asay v'dachi lo asay v'asay, and when you have an asay, a mitzvah asay, that doesn't override a los asay and asay, right? We do have a concept of asay docha los asay, right? That a positive mitzvah overrides a negative mitzvah, but not when that negative mitzvah is accompanied also by a positive mitzvah, right? So asay doesn't docha a los asay and asay, right? Just as an aside, right, before we go further, Rashi points out, if you look at Rashi, Hai Asay, right, the second to last Rashi, he says that actually returning a lost object is also an Asay and a Los Asay, right? But then Rashi just points out, right, it's Shev Tishivim and Lo Yisuch Al Yisalim, right? So Rashi just points out, though, the Lo Yisuch Al Yisalim, the Isser, right, of not returning a lost object is not relevant, because you never say that an Isser can override an Isser, right? That's when you're talking about overriding an Isser, right, the Isser of not returning a lost object, right, you can never use another competing Isser, right, to do that, right, to override it. You can only do a positive mitzvah, right, because then you have a contradiction, right? The Torah says to do this mitzvah or refrain from this Avera. That's the contradiction, right? It doesn't, whenever you have two Isurim, those don't compete against each other. So Rashi says that's not part of the discussion, right? So once you have, okay, so then you're back to an Asay and a Losa, an Asay versus an Asay and Losa Asay, right? So therefore, right, you shouldn't do the Asay and you should leave the item as is. Okay, just back in the Gemara, just to finish the point. Vasu, and also, lo dechina nisura mekame mamona, right, we don't put, again, a mamona, a Shabbos Aveda is a monetary case, right, become tame for a coin is an iser, so we don't necessarily tell him to do that. So, rather, it must be the shalom rubish of Michel Cavero. It must be, coming to teach me, that Pazik tells me that when your parnasa, whatever you're doing right now, is more valuable than the object in question, you don't have to return it. Midir avuna marav nafka. Problem is, you can learn it out from Rav Yehuda Marav. You don't need this pasuk to teach me that, right? Rav Yehuda Marav already taught us. Damar Rav Yehuda Marav, right? Efes, right? Kilo yevcha evyon, right? Efes, but there won't be amongst you anybody who is poor. Now that is not really talking about Hashavas Aveda whatsoever. Right, that's a promise that if we keep, if we keep Shmatas Ksofim, right, if we keep the halacha of Shemitah, right, in return, right, cancel all the debts, right, there won't be any poor people amongst us. But, right, since it says the word Efes, Right, so then already the Gemara in Sanhedrin darshens out, right, that we're talking about this halacha, that shelcha kodem l'shel kol adam, that yours comes before everybody else's. That you're, again, if you're going to lose money on it, so there's no puzzle, there's no need for you to do a Shabbos Aveda. So you don't need our puzzle to teach me that. So Ella, rather, the Gemara says, yeah, like we explained, right, lezakin vein lefi chvodo, for if you have an older tzaddik who's, and it's not covered for him to, you know, pick up this item, that's kind of embarrassing, right, so then he is not chayiv to return it for, and do a Shabbos Aveda. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, hikisha, though, if the guy started, and Rashi says over here, zesha ein lefi chvodo, the zakin, right, the tzaddik, who really shouldn't return this item. Imhe kisha haka akas la shiva, let's say it was an animal, right? So he hit the animal once to kind of guide it to on the right path, right? If he meaning if he started the process of giving it back, so then chayav, but then he has to actually give it back. Since he started, right, he has to give it back. And sure enough, Abaye was sitting with Rabba, and chaz lahanach izei dekaimu, and shakal kala v'shadabahu, he saw some goats that were kind of standing around, and he kind of threw some dirt at them. And Rabba said, yeah, yichayvus behu kum adrinu, right, you are now chayv to finish the job, since you started kind of directing them right in whatever direction, so then you have to go and return them. So yibaylu, that's the following shayla. What about darkul hachzir basoda vein darkul hachzir ba'ir? Let's say, right, the guy, if you're, again, theoretically, yes, the returning the lost objects is embarrassing in the city, but if not so many people are around, right, the zakin would do that. So ma, what's the din, right? Does he have to return the lost object? Right, even though, you know, because it depends on where you are, right, in the city when there's everybody around, it's okay, that's embarrassing. But if there's not so many people, okay, a couple farm workers, whatever, right, so does that require him to give it back? Do we say that Hashavah Ma'aya Ba'inan, right, that you have to either give it back or don't give it back, right? And since in every scenario you wouldn't be chayav to return it, like if you were in the city, so therefore you're not chayav to return it ever. Maybe we say, maybe since that in some scenarios you would have to return it because there's not so many people around, it's not going to, you know, be in the field, and therefore he's chayiv even in the city as well, right? Meaning once you start, right? Obviously, once you start. So then the Gemara says, take it, we do not have an answer to that kasha. Amar Rava, Rava says, kol b'shalo machzir b'shal chaveru nami machzir. Another hagdara. If you would pick this item up, if it was yours, if you would return it, quote-unquote, to yourself, right? So then you have to return it to your friend. Kol b'shalo porik v'toin, b'shal chaveru nami porik v'toin. And similarly, right, not with the Shabbos Aveda, but it's halacha that you have to help your friend with his animal's load or with his load, right? And if you would do it for yourself, right, and it wouldn't be too undignified or too, you know, beneath your cover to do it, then you should help your friend as well. And sure enough, Rabbi Shmuel, well, we'll see in a second, it's not exactly, right, a good example, but okay, well, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel tells a story about Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi. Have a cause of orcha. He was traveling, and pagabehu gavra to have a dari pascha de upi. He was carrying. He met some guy who was carrying some wood. It was vinu become mitzvah, and he put it on the ground. Right, he put it on the side. Right, and he was chilling out on the bench. Right, he was resting. He was relaxing. So Amalei, he said to him, dalile. Right, he was apparently ready to, you know, pick it back up again. So he asked Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi to help him out with the thing. So Amalei, but again, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi is one of the great gedolim, so it wasn't really his kavod. So Amalei kamashav, and he said, how much is all this wood worth? So Amalei pagazuzah, he said half a zuz. So Yovle pagazuzah v'afkarei. So instead of helping him with the wood, he simply bought the wood from him, right? He gave him half a zuz and said, okay, this wood is now hefker, right? He didn't want anybody to steal it or whatever, right? I just bought the zuz, but now it'll be mafker. So the guy, right, was who was walking with it, right, realized, oh, that's good. I just got money, and now the item is hefker. So hadar zachabu. So the guy went and was zocha, right? He ready to go and reacquired the wood. And hadar yovle, and so meaning, and then he asked Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi to help him with the wood that he now owns again. So sure enough, same thing happened. Rabbi Shmuel gave him a half a zuz and made him afker. Chazit to have a kabay le mehader, and then he saw the guy was going back for the wood again, right? He apparently didn't realize, you know, and he didn't learn his lesson. And finally, lem zake behu, you want to go back and be zochet. So he said to him, lokuli am afkerinu, afkerinu, right? Velocha lo afkerinu, right? I made it hefker to everybody but you, right? And he wouldn't let this guy, you know, kind of quote unquote scam him out. Again, the mi have hefker kiagavna. So the Gemara just says, can you do that? Can you make it hefker for everybody except a person, except for one or a group of people? Well, it's not learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Peah, Can you make something hefker just for the poor people? So Beishami says yes, and Beis Hillel says no. You can only make something hefker if he's going to make it hefker for everybody. So how could Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi make it hefker for everybody except for this guy? So Gemara says you're right. Hello, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, the cooling amav karinu. Right, he did make it hefker to everybody, and simply v'milsa ba'almahuda okme. Right, he was just kind of, you know, trying to make this guy not take it, but really theoretically the guy could have gone back and take it again. He was just trying to, you know, make sure the guy, you know, trying to speak to him and kind of convince him not to, or kind of, you know, make him think that he couldn't. But one second, wasn't Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, as we said before, it's not a great example, but it's an interesting story that's related to. He was a zaken, he was a tzaddik, right? He didn't have to help this guy with his wood bundle. That's not his kavod. Yes, but he was going above the letter of the law. Right, the Tani is Rav Yosef, as Rav Yosef said. Right, this is we're going to analyze this pasuk. This is actually a pasuk that the Yisro said to Moshe, right, how to set up his court system, and we're going to darshan out, right, all these psukim. Right, the pasuk says v'zartar eshem eshechukin v'esatoros, and now this is the part we're going to darshan out. V'odotah lahem, you should teach them esaderach yelchuba, the path you should walk on, v'esamaseh asher yasun, and the actions that you should take. Now, that was referring to the whole court system that Yisro wanted Moshe to set up, but Rav Yosef darshans out all of those words. He says back in the Gemara, the Tanner of Yosef, Vodotalahem, what does that mean? Right, Zeb base Chayehem, you have to make sure that they make a parnasa. That I mean, so everybody knows how to make a parnasa. Esaderech, the way of life, Zugmias Chosadim, that they should do Chesed, Yelchu, that they should go down, right, Zebiger Cholim, they should do Cholim, Ba, right, in it, that's Kvura, Vezamasa, and the action, Zehadin, right, that they should keep the law, Sher Yazun, and this is why we're bringing this, right, Zuluf Nimishar, so then they should go beyond the letter of the law, right? People should go, right? Even if something is strict, right? You don't have to do X and Y, right? Still, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, right? You know, for example, he helped him, right, with this wood, even though it wasn't really something that he actually had to do. Amar Ma, the Gemara just answers, you know, explains a little bit questions. Amar Ma, Yelchu, Azeb, Biker Cholim, Hainu, Gmias Chasadim. Well, isn't Biker Cholim doing Chesed? Why do you need a psukim for that? So the Gemara says, so fascinating, again, we had this concept already once a couple of days ago, if I'm not mistaken. We only need this for someone who's born under the same sign of the zodiac. If someone's born in the same time of year, Damar Mar, because they said that Ben Gilo Notel Echa Mishishim Becholio, then if a person who's born at the same time of the year comes to be Mavakar Cholim, he takes away a 1/60th of that illness, right, and gets it himself. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says that yes, so that's why we need a pasuk. Still, even though that's the case, you should have you have a mitzvah to go do biker cholim. Ba zukfura hainu gvinu chasadim, but isn't burying the dead also gvinu chasadim? So Gemara says lo nitzrucha el zaken ve'en lefi chvodo. So yeah, so here dafka, right? Even if it's an old person, right? It's not his kavod to bury somebody. Still, right? That in that case, he does have to do it, even if it's not his kavod, right? That that dafka applies over here, as opposed to an aveda, which he doesn't have to return, right? He would have to bury somebody, even if it wasn't his kavod. Asher yasun zulufim mishar sadin, and this is Dam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, fascinating, Lo Charvu Yishalayim Ela Al Shadanu Ba Din Torah, that Am Yisrael, right, the Beis HaMikdash, Yishalayim was destroyed because, right, they judged in it, they judged according to Torah laws. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Ela Dino Demigze Ela Dino? What they should have decided, you know, based on some other crazy, psychotic, you know, other, you know, chaos halacha? I mean, like, what should they have done? What should the Beis Din have done, right, and not using Torah to determine the law? So Elaima, rather, no. What it meant was Shamidu Dineim Al Din Torah V'lo Avdu Lefnei Mishur Saden. Yeah, they only judged according to the letter of the law. They didn't go above and beyond the letter of the law, which you know, which Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from us. Right, so even though we're required to do X, Y, and Z, we should try and do as much as we can. And sometimes, you know, if a person is only obligated to do X, Y, and Z, still it's a chesed, and you see here that it's a great milah to go above and beyond the letter of the law, and to do even more chesed, and you know, with our money and with our actions and with our time. Just one more point. We'll stop here. But which one more point? Tosas points out already. If you're wondering, right? What do you mean? Yerushalayim was destroyed because they didn't go to the famous shores. Then what happened to the? Oh, we know the famous Gemara. Gemara in Yuma says the Sinas Chinam. And there are other Gemaras that talk about why the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. But Tosfos over here quotes that Gemara and Yuma here, Daftes, right? The Sinas Chinam. So the Gemara, he just answers simply that maybe it was both of them, right? The Hava HaGarma, right? That's kind of the same thing, right? If it was Sinas Chinam, if they hated each other, right? So then they wouldn't go above and beyond, right? Above the letter, beyond the letter of the law, right? To help each other out, right? That's, right? It's either you can understand Tosfos being as both of them, or really, you know, that's kind of the same symptom, right, of the same issue, right? If there was Sinas Chinam, they didn't go above and beyond the letter of the law, right, to help each other out, right, and that, you know, contributed to the destruction of Yerushalayim. Okay, we'll be zocha to rebuild Yerushalayim, amen, b'mehir v'yameinu, and we'll go right there in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.